Look, closer to home, this mice plague is reaching horrific proportions. Psychologists are now saying the mental health impact of statewide infestation is comparable to a natural disaster like a bushfire or a flood. One family said, quote, they've moved into our studio, they've moved into our house, they've moved into our walls. Other families report mice getting into the sheets and the linen. Baits and traps are scarce. Supermarket and hardware shelves across Canberra are empty. Although people in the bush are spending thousands of dollars on mice traps and baits, many can't get a full night's sleep without waking up to the sound of mice scurrying through their homes, in their beds, in their wardrobes. Many of these people have been through drought and bushfire, but this could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. The stress from all this is awful. Worse than that, farmers have lost a fortune in prized grain. There is literally economic havoc. I must stress this is affecting children. One 11-year-old in Warren said he goes into their shed and there are thousands of them. The hay bales turned into mush, mice running across your feet. And there's no relief for these children at school. Warren's St Mary's Primary School has 140 children and staff. Mice have infested classrooms and the schoolyards. They set mouse traps that are constantly going off around everyone. The mice chew through pencils and books and paperwork. As I said, the bush has faced drought, flood and now mice. People thought if they got rain, everything might be over, but there seems to be no evidence of that. Families have to change bed sheets every other day. The mice are actually in their beds. I've been through one of these plagues as a kid. It's terrifying.